You take cornmeal or either take corn and put it in a barrel and take water and then you can use sugar or either use syrup, any kind of something that was sweet, you know, and then you put it in a, well, people a long years ago used to take a whole lard can and half a pipe and then that's what they call moonshine. They call it moonshine, that's right. I didn't know why they call it moonshine, but that's really...
Maybe it's because they had to make it at night.
Maybe at night, I guess.
What would you call cheap whiskey?
Cheap whiskey?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's a low grade. It's a... wouldn't have as much alcohol content in it.
Is there a difference between that and the homemade whiskey? Would you call it something else other than homemade whiskey?
That's right. There's different names of that other whiskey. Somebody called brandy, but it's liquor right on, but it's brandy and it's Scotch liquor, and made different ways, you know.
And so the cheap is called low grade, it's not?
That's right, they call it low grade. It has the low alcohol content.
What do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
Most any kind of a toy. This year, he left to play with the tractor better than anything else.
He does. I have a younger brother about his age who likes the same thing.
This year, he blames John Deere, you know, them put up these little old John Deere. He'd rather play with them things than these. He just thinks that's the only tractor.
The only one, huh? He may have to have a John Deere.
That's right. Just as far, now you may not believe it, just as far as he can see a tractor out there in the field, he can tell you whether it's a John Deere Ford or a Ford.
Really, it's learning the difference.
Yeah.
If we were talking about buying groceries, you might ask me, have the groceries been what?
John Deere.
We're talking about buying the groceries. Yes, like, have they been white? Yeah.
What you mean by that?
Well, these few questions. For instance, I would say, right now I see you. Yesterday I saw you. So the word changes from see to saw.
Yeah.
And so in this, if we were talking about buying groceries, you might ask me, have the groceries been what yet?
Yeah.
What would
you love? You mean weed?
Or I might answer, yes, I had the groceries yesterday. What would I say? Instead of saying buying, what would I say? I'd say, yes, I bought.
I would say, right.
And the same thing, if we were talking about eating apples, you might ask, have the apples been what already?
Bought or grown.
No, if we're talking about eating them now instead of buying them, you would say, have the apples been what already?
Yeah, I guess you would.
Or
I don't understand that.
Well, it's like saying we go to church every Sunday. We went to church last Sunday. You know, instead of go, you say went. And then we have gone to church every Sunday for a year. Or sing, you might say. I will sing the song, or yesterday I sang the song. Well, this is eating. This is talking about eating, and if we were talking about eating apples, you might say, have the apples been...
Right?
Well, if you're talking about eating, would you say, have the apples been eaten?